This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, April 25th. Well, cattle market's starting to buckle a little bit here. You know, yesterday's trade started out fine. We were flat, kind of chopping around, both sides of unchanged. And then about mid-session, the market started to roll over and seemed to feed on itself, getting some momentum to the downside. There are reports a couple days ago that the HPAI virus was found in milk samples, and that caused a significant amount of concern, but the market didn't really react to it on Tuesday. So the question was, well, is it that big of a deal? And then suddenly it seems like something's taking hold here yesterday. Now, that could have been from USDA announcing that they were requiring all dairy cattle crossing state lines have to be tested negative for the HPAI. So that's number one going on. But there are some growing evidence that this virus is far more widespread than initially thought. So the Ohio State University lab, veterinary lab, has tested. So they tested 150 samples of milk that they bought from six different states, and 58 of those samples tested positive for fragments of the HPAI, the H5N1 virus. So that's about 38% of the samples, which is quite high. And when you look at the processing facilities, it came from 10 different states. So, you know, clearly this is way more widespread than we initially thought. So the USDA, and of course, that, you know, they're trying to stamp this out. They're trying to figure out what's going on, number one, how it's being transmitted. This is all new territory because it's never been found in bovine before. So they're kind of starting from scratch here, but they're taking what they know from hogs and from birds and trying to figure out what's going on in cattle. So they, again, they're finding, the test results are finding fragments of the disease. It's not active that they can detect at this point. So the milk is still safe, and they're trying to reassure the consumer that, yes, it's not unusual to find the fragments of viruses in the milk. That's why it's pasteurized. That's what the pasteurization process does. But they're trying to make sure that this virus isn't still active. We haven't heard of any people getting sick from drinking milk. We still only heard of the one person that's gotten sick from working with the cattle, but it's still a concern. And, you know, the fear is that, number one, consumers start drinking less milk, and that's clearly a problem. But also that, you know, if this virus spreads between dairy cows, it can easily spread between beef cows. How do you keep it out of the beef cow herd? What does that do to, you know, to that industry? And that's huge. And especially with such confinement facilities, it could spread very quickly. So, but they are mostly outside, not quite like dairy cattle, which are much of that is inside. So there's a lot of differences there, but nevertheless, this is a concern. We're finding that it's more widespread. And of course, USDA is trying to be proactive without, you know, sounding too many alarms and spreading fear, trying to find out the facts before, you know, they start acting. So this is ongoing. And I think that's a big reason why the market rolled over yesterday. So you have this issue going on in dairy, but it affects all cattle and is certainly, you know, a bearish development for the cattle market in general. So I think that's why the market rolled over yesterday. The cash trade was a little bit weaker. The Fed trade got rolling yesterday at around 182, which is down one from last week. No reporting on the dress trade yet. Box beef values were lower. Choice was down 166 at 296. Select down 234 at 290. The spread gained 68 cents at 532. Movement was another very solid 148 loads. So far this week, we've seen impressive box beef volume being moved out. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 363,000. It's down 6,000 from last week, and it's down 12,000 from last year. The feeder cattle cash market for Tuesday, trading around 1,700 head. Average price, $245.18, which is down just a couple from Monday's trade. The 7-day average was down 58 cents at 242.64. So cash markets for feeder cattle, you know, hanging in there. You know, they're fairly well supported. The live cattle, we've just been sliding for the last several weeks now. It's just been down one, down two, but it's a general steady lower market that we've seen over these last few weeks. So I think that's part of the drag on the live cattle market. And the thing is, with feeder cattle, I think we're being supported here by all the rains coming across southern and central plains. It's going to recharge your pastures, and I think that's going to stoke some demand for grass calves one more time. But usually, if the feeder cattle market is rallying into early May, that's pretty much going to be your seasonal high. So we're getting close to that time period, but you know, after yesterday's price action, I kind of think that we're probably not going to get that. Feeder cattle are going to feed off of live cattle. And of course, live cattle, looking at the cash market, looking at USDA and looking at bird flu, and just becoming really nervous. So I we'll see how this all plays out. But, you know, if this becomes a wider problem and consumers start to really push back, that's bearish, not only for milk, but it's bearish for the beef market as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.